This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven at the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, solving your problems. How about that? We're the problem solvers here. Sometimes we create a few problems. I mean, listen, look around for solutions. It's good to have to pose a question or a problem and then, okay, how about this as a solution? For example, Jay Kirshner and I were just talking off the air about two of the projects I have to deal with today. One of them is to find a heated water hose to keep the pipes from freezing on the farm during the winter so the cows will have water. The other is to find 55-gallon tubs or big barrels of molasses, which we use in the winter to put on things that we grind up to feed the cows.
Baleage hay. A shopping trip is needed.
Yes, right, exactly. And I don't want to say I despise Amazon, because I don't really. It has done a lot of things for a lot of people. I just don't like everybody becoming dependent on it because it's supposedly so easy, when in fact they're environmentally very unfriendly. And I think that's an important thing. I feel the environment is an important thing to deal with. And all these people who say, yeah, we've got to save the environment, then they get online and they order all this stuff on Amazon. The truck brings it to them. They use cardboard up the wazoo that basically, when you burn it, is something that affects the atmosphere probably more than anything else. Open fires are much worse for the atmosphere than controlled things that natural gas, even, well, coal and burning wood and coal and cardboard and things like that are all pretty much the same when it comes to environmental harm, if you're going to be measuring all of that stuff. But anyway, I do have to use Amazon. Not that I want to. Tractor Supply won't order it. We don't have, it's like everything else.
That's
Tractor Supply,
they won't order it.
Well, they'll order a 35-gallon drum for me, but that means that I have to pay more because each drum you have to pay for the drum. So if I get 55-gallon drums, we can actually put it in a place. You have to put it in a room that's warm, because in the middle of the winter, when the temperature is like under freezing, 30, 20, 30 degrees, the molasses won't come out of the barrel. It's got to be, it's so thick. It has to be warm enough to get out of the barrel to dump it on top of the feed so the cows will enjoy it more. It just, that's kind of the way it is. So there it is, life down on the farm, boys and girls, where lots of people are enjoying the fact that today we celebrate Powerball because the jackpot is hit $1.5 billion, just short of the record for lotteries. Wednesday night's prize was $1.2 billion, so the next drawing is Saturday, and the estimates are that the jackpot will be $1.5 billion. So we will all, you will, I will all go buy tickets. We just do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's, I've said this so many times on the air, it's great therapy to think about all the good you can do. What am I going to do with all that money? Who am I going to help? Where is it going? Everybody gets taken care of. Nobody has to work again, you know. I want everybody to work, not because they have to, but because they want to.
To enjoy it, yeah. And we're in a unique position, Doug, that we do already enjoy our careers.
Right, but wouldn't it be bad to have a few extra bucks, right?
Oh, for sure, especially a few hundred million. Because with the $1.5 billion jackpot, obviously we don't get the full billion when you win. But the cash out value is a little over $745 million.
That's okay.
Pretty epic.
Yeah, not bad. Right? So the odds are going up, surprisingly. It was 292.1 million the other day. Now it's 292.2 million to one. And you get $2 in your pocket, go buy a Powerball ticket. Sold in 45 states around the country. It's Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday for Powerball, as we were just discussing, Jay and I, and Tuesday and Friday for Mega Millions. I think they had didn't they have a recent winner for Mega Millions? Seems to me they did. But yeah, go enjoy the thought process. Go buy a couple of tickets. It won't hurt you any one way or the other. It just is good. for a lot of different things. I know there are people that are addicted to it, kind of like they're addicted to gambling, they're addicted to sex, mm-hmm. they're addicted to alcohol, they're addicted, you know, I think almost everybody's addicted to something. And I'm not saying this is great, because people do buy these tickets who can't really afford to buy the tickets.
That is awful.
Yeah, it is.
Addiction is an addiction.
Yeah, it sure is. I want to talk about Portland, Oregon, because there's something good going on there. I've only been in Portland a couple of times, but we have lots and lots and lots of listeners in Oregon who will identify with some of the things that I am thinking about as I read through various issues in various places around the country for the election next Tuesday. There are a lot of recalls. There are a lot of referenda questions. There are, you know, vote for this guy, that guy. Driving into Portland, you can see on top of one of their old buildings a sign that is, it says Portland, Oregon on the top of the sign. Residents of Portland are going to vote on a ballot measure next Tuesday that will completely overhaul the way the city government works, because there is such frustration among voters there, and they're doing something about it. Homelessness is a real serious problem there, and crime is a really serious problem there. And so they're looking at scrapping the city's commission, that's sort of the government is a commission for this, commission for that, and implement a ranked choice voting that's not used in any other city. Remember we talked about ranked choice with regard to, it was Alaska, that's right, too. Yep, yeah. So, at any rate, there is, if you look at that sign, I don't know that it's on the sign, but I think there are slogans around town you can see in Portland. The city that works, but the residents of Portland don't think the city works anymore. And so if you are a resident of that area and you're thinking like most of the people there, the city is anything but working, the homelessness, gun violence, just out of control. It's the same thing is going on in Los Angeles County, but at least these people are smart enough to want to do something about it. So the voters are going to decide on a ballot measure that overhauls, in essence, what city government is all about. There are campaigns on these questions. A lot of people locally, very emotional about the old way the city, keep the city the way it was. And then there are new visions because there are a lot of new people moving into Portland. Portland and Seattle, both pretty progressive cities, pretty beautiful cities, actually. I like them both, frankly. I don't know that I would like to live in the Northwest, because it rains so damn much. But other than that, it's really Seattle and Portland both, I find, mm-hmm. to be really very attractive. Yeah, right. So anyway, the residents think that the city is on the wrong track completely, because they're doing a lot of the things there that are being done in Los Angeles and some other places as well. But most notably, they have a real problem with the city management and the way they're letting criminals out of jail. They're not pursuing people who are criminals in the way that you'd think there's common sense in, okay, somebody does something wrong, you arrest them and you take them to court and you put them in jail. Anyway, there are a lot of voter focus groups that have been held. Actually, you go back to 2007, two-thirds of people living in Portland thought the city was headed in the right direction. That was just in 2007. Now, only 10% of the people who live in Portland think it's going in the right direction. So they have a charter reform movement. It's been on the ballot before, but it didn't have the kind of support that it does now. And we have this, we have a charter in my, we changed the form of government here in my town, Framingham, about 6 years ago, I think it was 6 or 7 years ago, because the town had, it was a town form of government, too big, totally ineffective, and so we changed it. And we had a horrible first mayor. Now we have a good mayor, but it took 4 or 5 years to straighten all of this stuff out because the same kinds of things were going on here. The police couldn't seem to do their job. There are a lot of things overspending. It's not unique to any community by any stretch of the imagination. But I always thought Cleveland, the big city near you. I always thought that was the city that would be a target because it always seems to be a mess. Cleveland is always a screwed up mess. Am I over?
No, you're not off. There no, is always no, kind not. Of something going on.
Yeah.
And yet it always remains shocking when it does happen.
Yeah. Well, there are probably a lot of cities that would do this. What people will be watching is what the results are of this. There are a lot of things that are being done to help explain the process and what would happen if the city government were to be rehauled or restructured, if you will. There's underrepresentation, a lot of people, and the voting system itself is being challenged. See, this is the whole thing. Trump started this, and I'm not sure it was all bad, although I don't like the rhetoric, and I don't like, you know, everybody is now using that as an excuse. Well, I lost, it's a fraud, that kind of stuff. But I do think that there are lots and lots of problems that we as Americans, if we cherish what we have, unless we're just so spoiled that we don't give a darn.
Well, we are spoiled.
Yeah, we are.
100%.
Yeah. Well, be interesting.
Look at, like, what's happening around the world, and we do have it good, but yet it's still, having it better than other people doesn't mean it's great.
Still. No. So this is something start. This was a group called Portland United for Change. That's the political action committee that's trying to get the measure through. They've raised a lot of money, not only from local groups, but national groups. And again, it's based on the ranked choice voting system, which I think you're going to see more and more of as people are upset with the system, the same old system. They're one city council member for each district, that sort of thing. And that's where the ranked choice comes in. Anyway, looks like an interesting time in Portland. Let's see how it shakes out, as a lot of other things are interesting regarding the election next Tuesday. 18 after on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes 4-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Well, Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissant for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
They don't want you to know that your body has the ability to heal itself. It needs to have the restrictions to healing removed and given the things that it needs to promote healing. And one of those is Trace Minerals B12. It's another product that works really well at taming sugar cravings, because when you give your body the nutrients that should have been there in the first place, you're far less likely to spiral out of control with the cravings that lead you to overeating deficient foods.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I like to think that we have a common sense approach to the issues of the day, the events of the day, talking about folks who are in the public eye. For example, in terms of social media and celebrity news, Christina Applegate is trending. She gained 40 pounds and is now walking with a cane because she has MS.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Yeah, yeah.
Unmarried with children. She was. That's where she first became well known.
Yes, yeah, and then she's also on the series Dead to Me, which mm-hmm. returns for its final season next week in a couple weeks. And yeah, she's been dealing with her MS struggles. She revealed.
For those who don't know, MS means multiple sclerosis. It's a disease of the nervous system, the spine. It's painful as all get out. Can be debilitating. I have a few people that I know in my circle. One is the farmer up the street. He's got MS, and it really, when he takes the medication, messes with his head, man. Oof. Anyway, go ahead. Excuse me, Jay.
Well, and it comes with flares, too. So sometimes you're worse. Yeah. Sometimes it gets a little bit better.
Right.
She has been saying how she gained the 40 pounds. She's walking with a cane, and that she is having trouble accepting the changes, her weight gain, her impaired mobility. And one of the things she says is she's never going to accept this. It's a process of loss of a part of her life. And she's forced to accept this new normal. And she was in a film called The Sweetest Thing with Selma Blair, who has been very open with her years. She was diagnosed with MS a few years ago, and she has big issue. She was most recently on Dancing with the Stars, and it was just a little bit too much on her body.
Kind of give it up, right?
Out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she has said that she's reached out to Selma Blair has reached out to Christina Applegate to kind of give her some of the tips and just kind of commiserate together, because not to say misery loves company, but when you are going through something like this, it's hard for other people who are not going through it to understand.
To understand it.
And when you have somebody else in your corner who is going through something similar, it does.
Solutions. Aaron Paul, the actor, his wife, was he best? He first was known. In Breaking Bad, right? And then he's become he's all over the place, very prolific actor. So his wife and his child are changing their name.
Well, again, his Paul is not the family's last name. It's actually Sturdivant, something
Sturdivant.
Like that.
Sturdivant,
and he just feels like, no, our family, we're the Pauls. We're the Pauls. So they are all signing the petition to legally change their last name to Paul.
A lot of actors, actresses, a lot of people on the radio use their middle name on the air or as actresses and actors because it's easier. So who would remember Aaron Sturdivant versus Aaron Paul? It's pretty easy to remember him. You know, a lot of the people that you hear, like Ken Williams, is the disc jockey. That's not his name. His last name is probably Sturdivant or something hard to pronounce, some Russian name. His middle name is William, so he becomes Ken Williams. And so sometimes people, like John Wayne, his name was Marion Michael Morrison, changed his name to John Wayne legally. His children are all named Wayne because it was easier for him to become a star. Would he become a star if he had kept his old name? I guess that's the question Aaron Paul may be asking himself. You know, I'm not, everybody knows me as Aaron Paul, so why should I keep my last name as Sturdivant? I'm changing it. So Aaron Paul is now, Aaron Paul. 28 past the hour. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set made with cotton grown in...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Department of Justice took a big crack at catalytic converter thieves, announcing raids and arrests on Wednesday to break up a network of thieves, dealers, and processors. Searches and seizures occurred in 9 states. It's estimated this crime has netted hundreds of millions of dollars. The precious metals in catalytic converters is why they're valuable. New Twitter owner Elon Musk said Tuesday that the platform will not allow anyone who was removed from the service to return for at least a few more weeks. Musk said there must be a clear process to let them back in. What GOP leaders are saying was an act of desperation. Not the president, but the former president. Barack Obama came to Phoenix, Arizona on Wednesday to rally for Democrats running for some of the state's top offices.
Then democracy as we know it may not survive in Arizona. That's not an exaggeration. That is a fact.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
So the question here, for those of you who don't know much about birds, did you know that they have self-control? I thought self-control had to do with where they pooped, right? Birds poop everywhere, right? Look at your car.
The world is their bathroom. My thing is, yeah. They have all this space to fly. Why do they come right down in front of our vehicles?
Right, and then poop.
It's maybe like extreme sports for them.
Yeah, right. Maybe there's a message there. Right, exactly.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, the song about one fine day. Every day is a fine day. Some people say as long as you're on this side of the dirt, that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's good if you're on this side of the dirt. And I guess that there's something to be thankful for. Lots of things to be thankful for. I'm thankful that I'm here and able to do this every day with you and with Jay. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, at your service and on your side. A lot of service elements in this program. When I came up, grew up in the radio world, doing morning radio, they always called the shows full service shows. They were full service. They had little information about everything. Traffic and weather and whatever was going on in the stock market and business reports and health reports. And so I like to throw all of those things into this program that we call Good Day. And sometimes we have the experts on, Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell, both important parts of this program with their comments and their information that they share. And they also have that program that they do every weekend here in a lot of these same stations, Good Day Health, Dr. Ken talking normally about the traditional side of medicine. Certainly a lot of talk about COVID vaccines and that sort of thing. You can get that Good Day Health Show podcast free at gooddayhealthshow.com. And they'll find Jack there talking about the same issue with a different point of view. So you get all of them and you just kind of listen and learn. That's the idea here. And so speaking of listening and learning, this is one of the most confusing times of the year. And one of the most ridiculous realities is when daylight savings time comes to an end and you set your clocks back. And so around and around we go. We have this debate, this discussion twice a year when we go in and when we come out.
It's,
and when you go in,
when we lose that hour, though, when we spring forward and we lose that hour of sleep, but just the time change, it's like you're jet lag and you didn't even have the fun of going anywhere, and it's just so discombobulating.
See, I don't, for whatever the reason, I don't see it as a big deal. It doesn't seem to affect me at all. It affects some people. I think it affects you if you let it affect you. The whole premise, however, of ending daylight savings time is ridiculous. It means the sun is up earlier in the morning, and then in the evening it gets darker sooner. So as an example, where I am, it's dark now early in the morning until about now, when the sun is coming up. It's not coming up, it's the sun is there and the earth is spinning. But for practically, well, okay, the sun's coming up, and then the sun goes down. So the sun now sets, or we lose the sun, maybe that's the better way of putting it, the more accurate way of putting it. We lose the sunlight at about 6 o'clock here now. Quarter of 6 it starts, you know, and by 6:30, 7 o'clock is dark. Okay, so now we're going to be lighter in the morning, but it'll be 4:30, 5 o'clock, and it's going to be dark. And who likes that? I would rather have my day extended so I can do some more work. Then in the morning where I can't, you know, just a convenience thing, I'm on the air in the morning, so I can't change that routine. So when I have stuff to do on the farm or in my other pursuits, it just, you know, it kills another hour of the day.
And isn't that where daylight saving came from, because of farming, to have
Yes, it was
hours?
Because of farming. Yep, it's like our school year came about because of farming, the needs of having the children to work on the farm, so school gets out in the late spring and doesn't go back in until just before fall because we needed youngsters to work on the farm. Not the case anymore, so there's a whole lot of stuff that probably should change because of that. I see that Marco Rubio is still working to make daylight savings time permanent. See, the question is leaving the time permanent, but which end do you respect? Do you want to keep daylight savings time, or do you want to keep normal time?
Standard time.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what most people are saying. Spring forward to daylight saving and then leave it there. That will be the new standard or whatever. But look at Hawaii. Look at
Arizona
and so many other places that do not observe.
Don't change.
And they're fine. Nothing going wrong there.
Yeah.
And it already, the bill from Rubio already passed the Senate. It's just waiting to pass.
Big time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they can't agree, you know, how to put their pants on over in the House. So who knows if they'll ever come up with anything over there. The government is almost completely ineffective. But at any rate, the Uniform Time Act. Just because they're running. Yeah, it wasn't my idea. It was yours. Therefore, it's not a good idea. Because my idea is great. But other than that. So there are a number of states, however, that have passed legislation to make daylight savings time permanent. Alabama, Colorado, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, the Florida-Georgia line. What a great name. How about a singing group? I just came up. Yeah, how about that? Anyway, so the National Institute of Health suggests that daylight savings time, beginning and ending the way it does, impacts a quarter of the world's population and disturbs people's work. You think that's true?
It is hard to adjust at first, and it has nothing to do with when the sun's coming up or going down. It's what the actual time is. And I know, Doug, you said that it doesn't really affect you very much, but whenever I was bouncing back and forth between Central Time and Eastern Time, it always got me because it was like, when I went back into Central Time, it felt like I had an additional hour in my day, and it was just nice. And then when I bounced back to Eastern Time, it was like, wait, I feel like I lost an hour. It makes me feel like I lost half of my day. Just so discombobulating. I'm actually going to be in Central Time when this happens, when we fall back.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need, I'm going to probably feel like I went straight up to Mountain Time.
People say to me all the time, because they know people who know me well, or if you listen to the program, you know, I go back and forth from East Coast to West Coast a lot.
And
I'll do it in a day or two.
You don't get jet lag?
Nah. Doesn't ever bother me. No, it doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't affect me. I don't feel it. It just doesn't, for whatever the reason, I'm fortunate, I guess.
What about when you go see Uri?
I will not. When I go to England or I go to Europe or I go to the Middle East, I don't know that I'm thinking about it. I think if you think about it, then it might bother you. If you don't think about it and sort of live naturally, the only thing that makes it out of sync, in a manner of speaking, for me, is if I do the radio program from some place that's ahead of us. That is Europe, the Middle East. That's all ahead of us. So I would, when my daughter was in school in England, and I used to go over there once a month and spend a week, I had a studio set up in the flat that we had on the third floor, and I'd do the program, and it was like I was in big boy time because I didn't have to do it till 10 o'clock in the morning. Because, you know, that's what time at 10 o'clock there is 5 o'clock here. And so, honestly, I'm very fortunate, I guess. It's never bothered me at all, one way or the other. The shift has negative health effects, according to a lot of doctors. 150,000 incidences of people that just it affects their health directly. I don't know how an hour's worth of sleep can affect you directly, but apparently it does. So,
well, does it mess with your circadian rhythm, which can cause...
Well, everybody's different. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about something that has to do with government and government ineffectiveness. This is the enrollment period. A lot of people ask, well, what do you do? I've had to change the kind of health insurance I've had, dependent mostly on government programs, because we all love Medicare, but yet there are things about Medicare that are just insane. For example, when I turned 65, I signed up for Medicare, but I didn't sign up for the drug benefit because I wasn't taking drugs then. I'm not taking drugs now, 10 years later. But yet, I was told, my brother-in-law is in the insurance business, says, you know, you should really sign up for, just to protect yourself, in case something happens, sign up for the drug benefit as Part D. So I did. And immediately I was hit with a $65 a month surcharge because I hadn't signed up for it. The government says, you don't sign up on time, we're going to penalize you for the rest of your life. You pay $65 a month because I didn't sign up for the drug program. Is that insanity? What the hell kind of... Who thinks like that? You're going to penalize somebody for not using something because they didn't need it. Who thinks like that?
That is absurd.
It is absurd.
That doesn't make sense.
So, anyway, now, the other thing that doesn't make any sense is this open enrollment period. Why should it be that you're required, because the government says so, that you can't change your insurance program if you want to at any time? You got to wait until there's open enrollment in October. Huh? Who came up with this nonsense? It's ridiculous. And so what happens under this circumstance, if you don't go see your doctor, like if you don't have an annual physical, which I think is also not smart, you should always know what's going on in your body. That's a side story. But under the new rules, if you have not been to see your doctor for over a year, they can drop you from their practice because you have had more than a year since your last visit. So that means that you have to start all over again. You got to find a new doctor. You have to get comfortable with him. And let's say you've had the same... When we were kids growing up, we had the same doctor until he died for 30-some-odd years. And now, most of the primary care practices are busy because of the demand, because of COVID, and so it makes it even more difficult. And there's no, the continuity of care certainly is important, but we got less of it now because people have dropped, if you will, unbeknownst to them, that the government program that pretty much controls health care is not on your side. It's on the side of the bureaucrats and maybe the doctors.
It's not on the side of money.
It's not on the side of you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not on your side at all.
It's so difficult to get in with a primary care physician anymore because not everybody is accepting new patients. And when somebody is accepting new patients, you think that then you're not even seeing them. You're seeing their assistant or their nurse practitioner.
Yep. Very frustrating, actually. Very frustrating. The Fed, speaking of frustration, I might as well do my whole government dump all at once, right?
Do it. Let it out.
Yeah, let's go. Get rid of it. Get it off your chest. So the Fed hiked interest rates again this week. Fourth straight large interest rate increase of three-quarters of what they call a basis point to beat back inflation. But as their campaign is moving along, you see the risks of recession moving ahead. So next year is a question mark, right? Because there's no way of really, there's no clear way of fixing the problem, and therefore there's no clear sign of the problem abating. The guy who is the Fed chairman, his name is Jerome Powell, said that the Fed could slow the pace of hikes next month. Okay, but they're saying we're going to hike it, but we're not going to do 75 basis points. We'll do 50. They want to have inflation back to 2%. And it's now what? It's like, hell, with some stuff, 14%. So good idea or not, I guess that remains to be seen. 48 past the hour.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas Pain Relieving Patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Jack is one of the most, I would say, prolific of all of the people we have on the air. He has more knowledge and shares it, and you can attend to Jack's knowledge in any number of ways. His podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, also our podcast at Good Day Health Show, most recent one, has a question and an answer. Is our healthcare system corrupt? The answer, yes. So you can get Jack's take on that and other recommendations that he has. There's no confusion at all. He always has, and he's really one of the great things. There are a couple of people that I'm associated with, Jack, on the air that I've asked questions of over the years, and they've never been befuddled by the question. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is one of them, the lawyer we have associated with the program, and you're another. You always are right, bingo, Johnny on the spot. I got a question, you got an answer. So you can get Jack's answers at Good Day Health Show. All the Good Day Health Show podcasts are available free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So check that out and check out Jack's podcast as well from his radio show that he does locally in Salt Lake, where we're heard as well. And I got a kick out of looking at some of the testimonials that come from your client. You're kind of like me. You're involved in this, that, and the other thing. I guess you said you want to be like me when you grow up, and I want to be like you when I grow up. But all
I've
these
got
people,
the picture of you on the wall.
Yes,
remind me every day of my goal.
Yes, right, exactly. Anyway, the people who are going to your clinic to get the Nooka Chiropractic are proof positive of you doing the great work that you do. And so what you hear Jack talking about on the air, you can have it demonstrated, but you got to go to, you can't do this through the teleport there or Zoom. You can't get your Nooka adjustment on your shoulders and your neck. You got to go there. But anyway, so, and you go to the office, you get the bio scan, and all kinds of great things. So check out Jack's, his podcast and his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. I wanted to talk about baldness with you for a minute. You're losing your hair. You have been for a while. I guess I'm losing mine in the back a little bit as well. Don't like it. There's a team of researchers studying the process of hair growth that have generated hair follicles in culture. So you wonder if this is the next thing. You know, there have been transplants. There have been things that... remember Ron Popeil, the guy, the information... Oh, yeah. Remember he had that stuff you spray on your hair to give to give you more hair? There have been a lot of efforts done to make men look better, and women, too. Women are beginning to lose their hair. So why do people, I guess my question to you is, why do you lose your hair? What is there that's going on in that skin on the top of your head that the top loses, and then you got hair on the side of your head, but not on the top?
Well, the major cause is the hair follicles on the head are not consistent throughout the top of the skull, on the scalp. As far as type of follicles, but also the health of the follicle. You know, it's the same thing that happens when you get chemo. Why do you lose your hair? Because you kill the follicles. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to go that far in order to lose hair. Just the daily things that you come in contact with, let alone chemo, the stuff that's in the water, the stuff in the air, the stuff that's in our food, there's various cells of the body that are more susceptible to these kinds of toxic influences than other cells. And unfortunately, very fragile cells are in the follicles of the scalp. And so women will lose hair just as much as men will. I have plenty of female patients in their 50s. And when they lie down on their side for me to take care of them, I can see their scalp as much as they try to take care of themselves. But right. And the other thing, of course, is the dihydrotestosterone, DHT, in men. And if you have an extra abundance of dihydrotestosterone, it seems to be a little bit toxic to follicles as well, scalp follicles. So that's why we call it male pattern baldness.
I remember being told once when it looked like I was losing a little bit of hair, it was because I was putting conditioner on my hair or putting things on my scalp that plugged up the follicles. Yeah, right.
Well, remember, your skin is not a barrier. Your skin is a sponge.
Yeah.
And anything that you apply to your hair is going to go into the bloodstream.
It's going to come through the pores and go into your system, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
So, exactly. But we've been able to help. I can help women get their hair back much quicker than men can.
All right. Check out Jack.
For that at Forbidden Doctor.
Right. ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right. Yeah. That's Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.